We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is this Metrolink accident in Santa Fe Springs this morning. Passenger on board this train called Ryan said the Metrolink train he was on hit a car. Although I'm seeing reports it might have been an RV or a motorhome. It's also been called a van. Again, it's a fluid situation at this point. But then he says a freight train went past them, hit some debris. Someone on board yelled fire, and then they heard a boom. He said the scariest part was when they saw the freight train and heard it blaring its horn behind them, and he thought it was going to hit them. But at this point, this is what's going on in Santa Fe Springs. I want to bring Jennifer York in very quickly in terms of the location on this. Jen, what can you tell us about the location?
Rosecrans at Marquette. This is right between Carmenita and Valley View. So if you're traveling east and westbound on Rosecrans, it's going to get shut down. You're not going to be able to get through. I would strongly recommend you jump up to Imperial. That's moving fine. We'll have more in traffic.
Okay, and this is Metrolink, the OC line 681. And again, the focus of this is in Santa Fe Springs this morning. Now, when we talked to Metrolink earlier, they said no injuries. But again, we're trying to get some more information on that. As we said, we're hearing from passengers this morning. Craig Figner headed to the scene, and we will certainly bring you the latest developments as they happen. But that's what the focus is this morning in Santa Fe Springs. Now, the big story we're following for you has to do with retrofitting apartment buildings in Los Angeles. And there's one particular part of the city that they're really focusing in on because of the risk there to those buildings. This is the Palms neighborhood of Los Angeles, kind of toward the west side, and that's where we find KNX 1070's John Baird.
They call these dingbats, these soft-story wooden apartment buildings with skinny poles holding up carports at the ground level that are not strong enough to withstand strong earthquakes. The LA Times analysis found there are more than 700 of these buildings here in Palms, containing more than 9,000 units overall. They say that about 30% of the buildings have been beefed up, have been retrofitted so far. Narek Ekmekian is the vice president of a firm that does earthquake retrofitting. He says property owners must meet a deadline after they've been notified by the city.
We have 7 years to address these soft-story buildings, 14,000 of them.
Of course, the risk became very apparent during the Northridge earthquake in 1994 when an apartment building collapsed and crushed 16 people on the ground floor. I was there that day and I watched as they marked the side of the building with big X's as they discovered each body in the rubble. Still, the paper noted that more than 3,000 apartment buildings across LA have already been retrofitted, with many more to go. Live in Palms, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Sheriff's investigators looking into a possible threat against Charter Oak High in Covina. And though they're not releasing any details, they have said that they will be sending extra duty patrols to the campus today. Investigators say the possible threat was supposed to take place today.
Dr. Bruce Hensel could be in court today. He's accused of soliciting sexually suggested photos from a 9-year-old girl.
Hensel's due to appear in a downtown LA courtroom to answer to a single felony count of contacting a minor for sexual purposes. Prosecutors say the 71-year-old former TV medical correspondent used a messaging app in August to contact the victim, identified as the daughter of an acquaintance. The LAPD says investigators searched Hensel's home in Pacific Palisades last month. Hensel was arrested last week and released a few hours later after posting bond. His attorney insists Hensel is completely innocent. Hensel could face up to a year and a half in prison if he's convicted as charged. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A warning from the LA County Health Department that the number of lung illnesses related to vaping is continuing to rise. Their advice is to people is to stop vaping immediately.
The warning came after a 32nd case of lung illness related to vaping was reported yesterday in LA County. Statistics from the County Health Department show in 2/3 of the cases the user was below the age of 25 and used both e-cigs and cannabis products while vaping, although not at the same time. While there's been only one death tied to vaping or use of e-cigs in L.A. County. The trend is significant enough for the health department to issue a warning for users to stop vaping immediately. In the meantime, the department is continuing to analyze different manufacturers' products in a search to find specific vendors or items that might be the most dangerous, but they haven't had any success in that effort yet. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.